This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Our broadcast week begins as we go back to school. Everybody, go back to school. College, everybody needs to go to college, university level. Nobody should be without indoctrination all the way up to those higher institutions. Where you can get degrees to make you smart enough to abandon logic, critical thinking, and the sense that God may have granted you. Now, y'all are already saying, what the heck is this show? What is Robert Scott Bell talking about already? Well, turns out that in Arkansas, of all places, Arkansas, there's a story about kids, two kids, who said, you know what? We want to be able to go to school, but we are not vaccinated because we have a religious objection to vaccination. But the judge ruled, in this case, they can't be in school because there's a mumps outbreak. That's right. Mumps is back. And this is in Arkansas, the University of Arkansas. How did it get back? They're worried about kids or young adults, in this case, going to class during a mumps outbreak if they haven't been shot up with the MMR booster. That's measles, mumps, and rubella. Well, if they're the only two that are complaining and saying, hey, we want to be in school even though we're not vaccinated, what does that say about everybody else that's there that's getting the mumps? Yep, you got it. They've been vaccinated, so what the hell good is the vaccine for? By the way, I might add, the Navy ship traveling for months and months at sea can't come to port because 100% vaccination compliance on the MMR, and they, guess what, have a... ding, 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 mumps outbreak. Super Don, I just don't want anybody to send their kids to universities at this point because they're just too dumb to think clearly. Why would you want to send your kids there if they're just going to go into debt and come out stupider than when they went in? Answer me that. Riddle me this, Batman.
Well, look, Not everybody has a bad experience going to college. I think it can do some good, but we're seeing a lot of crazy stuff in the colleges, and not just about vaccines. Just some just crazy. It's like a whole world of its own. It's like it's its own planet sometimes with some of the stuff that you see coming out of these universities.
But help me with the logic. You know what I'm saying? I know I get pretty intense about all or nothing, right? I'm like, all or nothing. No, it's not that little gray area. But on this vaccine issue, how can it be clearer? You have a mumps outbreak. Everybody's vaccinated except these two kids that say, we want to be able to go to school even in the midst of the mumps outbreak.
Right.
Where they're saying, oh, no, you're the danger because you're not vaccinated. But everybody else is. They got the mumps.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation here because apparently in Arkansas, the law requires vaccines for students, but they're one of the states out there that does allow exemptions for religious and philosophical reasons, right?
Yes.
So these students are like, hey, you know, we've got some philosophical reasons here. We want to take advantage of that law.
Right.
In Arkansas for the exemption, but apparently the Department of Health They do that tricky thing, which we've seen some of the other states try and do, where they issue a public health directive, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like the public health directive supersedes the law,
yeah.
Where they can basically just tell you, you have to do whatever it is they want you to do because it's an emergency, right?
Yes.
So in this case, they've fallen into that trap where even though they legally have the right to say, I philosophically or religiously disagree, they are being forced to have to follow the directive. So, because the law is written in that state that way, the judge has no choice but to rule on the side of the law as it's written, right?
Yeah, even if it's stupid. Now,
in
a one-sentence order, Judge Doug Martin on Tuesday denied their request to be allowed to return to their classes without getting shots, without getting the MMR, as if it's going to even help. Now, right? A little bit late. By the way, I want to remind you about specific to Merck's MMR, the mumps version of it. There's a whistleblower lawsuit that's been going on for many years from insiders at Merck to say they spiked the tests associated with what they had to conduct in order to get the FDA to approve the vaccine, but not only approve it as the only vaccine allowed onto the monopoly market, so that GSK or whatever other company that wanted to come in and compete for the measles, mumps, and rubella shot, they would not be allowed to, because, hey, if you get your 95 percentile of validity of antibody development, then nobody else comes in to compete with your exclusive monopoly on the MMR vaccine. So the whistleblower said, you know what, we achieved this, Merck achieved this, through cheating. Cheating. It's not just Bill Belichick, apparently. It's more. They cheated. They spiked.
Oh, come on. What? Now, listen, that what? Belichick thing. You're talking about the situation with the Patriots, right?
No, Belichick. It's a professor that works with Merck.
I thought you were going football.
No, I am. Mind. I totally am. I'm just teasing. No, of course, Belichick didn't cheat. But
He didn't cheat.
No, he didn't cheat. Of course
he
not.
He didn't cheat. It was a mistake.
It was what?
It was an oversight.
An oversight, right. Just like Merck. We didn't mean to spike the antibodies with rabbit's blood antibodies, right? Yeah, it was just a scouting report on the measles vaccine. So basically, I just want to tell y'all, if you're new to this information, you won't hear about it in the mainstream media. You'll hear about it on the Robert Scott Bell Show. They spiked it, according to the whistleblowers from Merck, in order to get that level of antibody response that they weren't getting with the shot. Basically none. Nothing. And so, again, I bring you back to the Navy ship with, I think they had Marines, Naval cadets, whatever. They were on that ship, and there was a mumps outbreak. Now, you tell me who gets an exemption in the military, religious or philosophical or otherwise. They don't grant exemptions. So the reality is that's 100%, not 93%, not 95%, not 85%, not 33%, 100% compliance with MMR, and yet the mumps making its rounds on that ship, and they can't come back to port. And so Judge Doug Martin saying, you have to get the shot anyway, that's just a stupid decision. I get what you're saying, Super Don. It's just the way the law is written. And, you know, the whole idea is, well, if you don't get a vaccination, you agree that you're going to stay home during an outbreak because you're not vaccinated. I'm like, okay, but my argument is just stay at home forever. Stop going to these higher institutions of indoctrination, because they take your money, enslave you to a debt, good luck repaying, depending on what liberal arts degree you're going to get, and then you come out and you have to unlearn everything you learned at university level. And by the way, those same universities are engaged in research to violate your fundamental freedoms to ultimately say no to vaccines as they promote a vaccine agenda with the money that you sent them, or maybe you borrowed from other taxpayers to go into debt to the Federal Reserve System that is also linked to the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. You see how I did that, Super Don?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I won't get into a lengthy debate with you, but...
You can.
Because, I mean, it's not an all-or-nothing thing, but my takeaway from this is that should you decide that you still want to go to and get some kind of higher education, even if it's something that's specialized, that, you know, that is just going to help you further a career or you know, get into some type of job, you know, that you're interested in, the fact that this public health decree is something that was passed... is just another example of how you need to be aware of what's going on in your state, right? Because yeah. there have been instances where states have tried to do this, and the people have risen up, and they fought back. And so you need to pay attention to what's going on in your state so they don't pass stuff like this where they can say, it's a public health emergency, everybody now needs to wear purple polka dots.
Right.
And you have to do it because they put it in the language of the bill, right?
Yeah.
You know, when they write these, they put these bills together, and we've seen this done, where they the language of it basically says, during a health emergency, you have to do anything we tell you you have to do.
Correct.
Right? It's a quote emergency, so right. We now have a blank check, basically.
Have you heard me say this? The rule of necessity has no law. This is a continuing resolution of an emergency. We can go back to the bankruptcy declared in 1933 by the United States. And ever since then, we've been operating under emergency rule where people think they have constitutional rights, which is an oxymoron, but constitutionally protected rights. Okay, get that. I can go with that. But the reality is the government has no limitations unless the people place those limitations and mandate that they let's say, stay within those limitations via their behavior. The people are the defense of the Constitution. The Constitution can't defend itself. And, of course, the absurdity of the federal or even state governments saying that you have to have an experimental injection in order to participate in life itself, in, you know, going out, right? What did we hear in New York State over the past year? Oh, you can't move about. You can't even go to your religious synagogues to worship because you don't have the MMR, right? How is that possible? And now, just this week, we've been talking about New Jersey. How bad has it gotten in New Jersey where they basically said, yep, no more exemptions, no more religious freedom, just like they said in New York, California, Maine, Mississippi, West Virginia. Where does it end? And how does it end? And these are people that are ruling in this way, probably. Super Don, what would you say in New Jersey are most state legislatures or most governors? How many of them have college degrees, percentage-wise? What would your guess be if they're in government serving in the state legislature or they're a governor? What's the percentage of those that have gone through college and have a degree?
My first reaction would be most, if not all.
I would say as close to 100% as it gets.
Yeah.
You will find it rare to have somebody serving in government at a legislative level.
And most of them are attorneys.
What's that?
Attorneys.
Or attorneys, of course. Or most attorneys.
Yeah.
And they all have either high school, of course, they're all high school, but mostly at least 4-year college degrees, very often graduate degrees, whether it be in law or something else.
Right.
So what does it tell you about the intelligence that you abandon once you become a college graduate? Going into government or not, they make these stupid decisions every day of the work week, as evidenced by the hoity-toity, highfalutin, liberal, pointy-headed graduates in New Jersey and New York and California that have basically overturned the freedom to say no to vaccines. With that, we're going to take a break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com to learn more.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, as they are 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We begin our broadcast week each Sunday. For those listening live on Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, our home and broadcast radio syndication, then around the world on many outlets, including our friends over in United Kingdom, UK Health Radio. But all of it's found at the listen links at robertscottbell.com. Now, Super Don is our producer, my humble and lovable producer. He's super duper. He makes it sound so good. And he creates sounds that you just can't get enough of, including things that lead into certain segments of the Robert Scott Bell Show, like this one.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
All right.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
That's the sound it makes when we do a comment of the day. And we do have a comment of the day, which is an interesting follow-up from a show we did recently from another comment of the day. This original comment came from Laura, was making a complaint about an assemblyman in New York. Yeah, New York State Assemblyman David DiPietro. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, about homeschooling. Apparently, this Laura thought that David was against homeschooling, was looking to outlaw or ban it, And so we had somebody that listened from New York and said, hey, Robert, on the Robert Scott Bell Show from December 10th, in the second hour, you aired a question from Laura about Assemblyman David DiPietro. And this is currently posted under the comment of the day. Yeah, we do that. If you go to robertscottbell.com, you can see in the show notes of that day, there's a comment of the day with it. It spotlights the comment or the question that we do. And she said, I think the listener was badly misled and that the comment of the day should be revisited. So we're revisiting it. That's what we do here when there's something that goes awry. The listener stated that she had read that Assemblyman David Pietro wanted to ban homeschooling and was followed by additional comments. Well, out of East Aurora, New York, this guy, he's bravely been conducting numerous public meetings, speaking out about political corruption and greed in New York State. He is against mandated vaccines and the unconstitutional repeal of the religious exemption. He is 100% for parental choice and has no desire to ban homeschooling. He is on our side. Please consider setting the record straight. We need more politicians like David DiPietro. Thank you for all you do, Debbie. All right. Well, Debbie, thank you for correcting the record. We just have to go on the word because neither you or I, Super D, are in New York State to know this for sure. But it sounds like Debbie was pretty emphatic that he was. This guy's not against homeschooling. He's for it, and he's actually for freedom of choice when it comes to vaccination.
Yeah. So, like you said, we don't live in New York. You know, this is a good example of how I would encourage people that if you are active in your state or you're part of a group that is active in your state on fighting these things, you know, and on the front lines of whether it's homeschooling or vaccines, you know, or you know, anything, the health freedom, we really do appreciate it when you reach out to us to set the record straight on these things and give, you know, some perspective to what's going on in your state. Because we want to know these things, and that's what this show is about. This show is for you, right? This is for the people, and this is for us getting information out there and encouraging people, empowering people to get involved on these issues. And so, you know, in this particular case, New York State, you've got this Assemblyman David DiPietro. I've never heard of this guy, so. This encourages us to look into this kind of stuff. And so I've got an article here from the New American, and this is from December 11th, and it's talking about DiPietro. During a meeting, he was in Warsaw, I guess, Warsaw, New York. Is that a...
Yes.
Okay. Even if it's unconstitutional, legislators don't care. Corruption drips off the walls of Albany. This is a quote from him. Corruption drips off the walls of Albany, right? You don't hear legislators saying stuff like that very often unless they're pretty...
You know what? I'm inclined to believe what Laura has shared. No,
yes.
Debbie. Debbie has shared with us. It's controversial when you have different sides of the equation, but I don't know why Laura got it so wrong. But hats off to David DiPietro. We're going to take a break, and there's a vaccine for chronic inflammation coming up next. And you can bet we're going to get to the bottom of that after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 99 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Staunch Trump ally Senator Lindsey Graham is slamming Democrats for shutting the president out of the White House impeachment process, claiming members of Congress are using impeachment as a weapon for future presidents to come.
We had a two-year investigation. That wasn't enough. I think this whole thing is a crock. You're shutting the president out. The process in the House. Any partisan group could do this in the future. You're weaponizing impeachment, and I want to end it. I don't want to legitimize it. I hate what they're doing.
Over the course of the impeachment saga, the White House has repeatedly defied House subpoenas for documents and blocked key administration officials from testifying into the inquiry into President Trump's alleged quid pro quo arrangement with the Ukrainian president. The probe now moves to the full House for a vote on the two articles of impeachment and then to the Senate for trial. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
For those of you longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you know how to support us by supporting those who support the message of health freedom and healing liberty, but you also now have a way to support us directly. Superdon has set up a Patreon page. You can become a patron of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Get lots of bonus material not available anywhere else, including the lost episodes going back many years of the Robert Scott Bell Show, as well as the seminal, what we call it, seminar.
Seminal seminar.
Right.
I like
it's
that.
Like,
yes.
Vaccines, armed and dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear. Did this 10 years ago with my good friend, investigative journalist John Rappaport, still as valuable and valid as the day it was done 10 years ago. Only available now through our Patreon, for our Patreon subscribers. As little as $5 a month, upwards of whatever you can give to support our message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, which is your message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. You find out about that by going to robertscottbell.com. And this is the one show in talk radio that doesn't... it's not frightened away from talking about controversial subjects, including the subject of, it starts with the letter V. V is for vaccine.
Vaccines.
Line up here.
Well, the vaccine scientists, the mad scientists who promote a vaccine agenda, they just can't find enough vaccines, so they keep finding more. And they'll never stop unless you put a stop to it. What are they going to have a vaccine for next? Well, it turns out we know chronic inflammatory diseases are epidemic. They are rampant. Even children now in America, in the West, they're reporting that 54% of all young people in America have a chronic disease, a chronic ailment or illness. And we know that the semi-source of chronic disease is inflammation. That's why they call them inflammatory diseases. But they never go to the source of inflammation as much as the fact that they acknowledge that inflammation is there, and so they've run for years and years and years to do anti-inflammatory drugs. Now, it could be an antibiotic, which stops a lot of the immune response by killing the seat of the immune system, the gut, the microbiome. But there could be other non-steroidal or even steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, powerful drugs that will suppress the immune system altogether. But they realize that they're killing people with that. They're suppressing and even intoxicating, poisoning their liver to the point where they have any number of other diseases that were worse than the one they started with. So what do? They say, hey, maybe we could stop using prednisone, powerful steroid hormones that kill the liver and the immune system. Maybe there's another way. And so now they say they're developing a vaccine against chronic inflammatory diseases. Oh, no. Yeah, kids, don't cheer just yet. Don't cheer just yet. Because this vaccine is targeting what they call the flagellin, certain bacteria that have flagella. Have you ever seen the Superdome? Like little tails with kind of spiky things coming, the flagella, you know, they're moving around. It's like they're swimming around in your gut. It's that microbiome. You need a fecal transplant. Which, by the way, I just started watching Superdome, the episode of South Park about the fecal transplant. Hilarious.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes.
So, chronic inflammatory bowel diseases such as Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis linked to abnormalities in what? Gut microbiota in humans and animals. So, what they show to the docs that are investigating this is that they have a reduced bacterial diversity in their intestinal flora. Now, what have I said about this word? Biodiversity. Biodiversity. Which means it's not about one thing, it's about everything, it's about all things. Ebony and ivory living together in perfect harmony? It's that concept. Who did
wow.
that?
Wow, now that's a throwback. That was Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson.
Are you sure, or was it Stevie
Ebony.
Wonder in there somewhere?
Oh, maybe it was Stevie. Was it Stevie Wonder? Oh, no, I'm thinking of a different song. It was Stevie Wonder.
Right.
And Paul McCartney, I believe.
I don't know if Stevie Wonder should be offended or grateful that you kind of referenced him as Michael Jackson.
Well, because there was another song that was done by Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson.
Which one was that? I do remember that. I had the visual of the video in my eye.
Wow, this is crazy. Paul McCartney. It was Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder did Ebony and Ivory.
Yeah.
And see, a little tangent here, but no, bear
what
with
was
me.
The other
here.
One. So now it was bugged about the Michael Jackson Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney and Michael.
Find it out in real time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is what we
the
do.
The song they did was, it was called Say, Say, Say.
Oh, say, say, say what you will. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay,
wow.
So, very good. Anyway, we are talking about the microbiome, and somehow we got on this topic.
Michael Jackson, microbiome.
Right. Yeah, I have microbiome.
Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder.
So, they talk about the lack of biodiversity, bacterial diversity. And that leads to excessive levels of certain bacterial species. Okay? You have opportunistics following, for instance, antibiotic therapy, which is a form of chemo. I don't know. You've seen the visual of our buddy Steve Feld, who does these cartoon images of me saying stuff he likes. And one of them is what I said. When your doctor prescribes for you an antibiotic, I want you to hear the word chemo, chemotherapy. Right? You think it's a I'm going to put you on a Z-Pack. No, I want you to hear, I'm going to prescribe for you chemo. So you think twice or three times before you just indiscriminately go, yeah, let's throw that antibiotic in me, which is chemo. Because it's going to disrupt the gut microbiome biodiversity. And in this case, they're identifying excessive levels of a bacteria that express a protein called flagellin, okay, which favors their mobility. This enables them to penetrate the layers of mucus that cover the intestinal wall, which is usually sterile. The purpose of this layer is to form a bacterial-resistant wall between the internal digestive tract and the rest of the body, thereby protecting it from the risk of inflammation linked to the presence of the billions of bacteria in the intestinal flora. Yeah. Leaky gut, Super Don. Leaky gut. This is not a derogatory term when somebody says you have leaky gut. They're really caring and concerned about you. How do you repair it? They're not concerned about repairing it. They're only concerned about, hey, what can we do to prevent these flagellin protein-expressing bacteria that are growing to excess of the balanced microbiome when the microbiome is imbalanced and the biodiversity is corrupted. So instead of looking to heal the lining of the intestinal tract, they're now trying to stimulate antibodies to these flagellin flag-waving bacteria. I don't know if it's a rainbow flag. I don't know if it's a don't tread on me flag. So just so you know, don't get mad at me. I'm just saying the flagellin are floating and raving, waving their freaky flags, and they're going places that's creating even more inflammation. Now, I want you to think about this. If your lining to your gut is no longer intact, which includes the mucosal covering, then things that are in your gut will have easy access to your blood and other areas of your body where they do not belong. That creates immune responses, inflammatory responses. Hopefully to heal the tissue that has lost its integrity, but unfortunately, because you don't know what's going on, you still put in the bad, corrupt stuff, the food that is grown with or soaked in glyphosate. The additives, preservatives, and flavorings, and the colorings. And the, I mean, do I sound a little bit exasperated here, Super Don? I've been singing this song for two decades and then some. And we've got dunderheaded doctors promoting this idea that if they could just stimulate antibodies to this flagellin-carrying bacteria. Now, they show that there are naturally occurring antibodies to this, but maybe not enough. No, how about maybe repair the lining to the gut? But that wouldn't facilitate the need for another vaccine. So they're not going to go down that road. As described in their study published in Nature Communications, the researchers administered flagellin to mice intraperitoneally, thereby inducing a marked increase of the anti-flagellin antibodies, particularly in the intestinal mucosa. The researchers then applied a protocol in order to induce chronic intestinal inflammation, whereupon they observed the immunizing against the flagellin gave the animal significant protection from intestinal inflammation. But what they failed to acknowledge, once again, are the unintended consequences of what happens to those with fully intact and healthy lining to their gut and mucosal lining when they have an overreaction, an overresponse, an overproduction of antibodies that occur in a natural environment. But now, in that natural environment, they overwhelm the microbiome and the flagellum that are there in a fully biodiverse microbiome. Are we going to see immune responses attacking the healthy microbiome? These are the unintended consequences they don't even consider. They don't mention at all. Rather than doing the things we would promote here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, which would be what? To restore integrity to the lining of the gut and then provide for the healthy terrain for the production and cohabitation of all the microbiological critters that are belonging there that work together in ebony and ivory. You know what I'm saying, Super Don? Am I making any sense?
Ebony and ivory.
All right, all right, all right. With that, yes, we've got about a minute left in the segment. I've got to really get to this next segment because this takes another absurd turn in the modern medicine annals of insanity. Apparently, many children with kidney disease may be prescribed drugs that are indeed toxic to the kidneys. Yes, kids, that's right. That deserves a boo. You've got kidney disease, and now they're just figuring out that doctors are prescribing drugs that are toxic to the kidneys. And they need to raise awareness. I mean, what do we do? Tie a yellow ribbon around kidney beans to remind doctors, hey, don't prescribe kidney toxic drugs to kids who have kidney disease.
Kidney disease, yeah.
I mean, good Lord, how much help can we give them? How much help do they need? They have the medical degrees. We're just a couple of radio guys. I happen to be a renegade homeopath. That's not enough, apparently. They need more awareness building to prevent giving drugs to kids with kidney disease that are toxic to the kidneys, the drugs, in fact. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. FDA updates coming up after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to
to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration dates. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
For those of you who want to know how to heal your gut without permission, just go to robertscottbell.com, download the free chapter from the book Unlock the Power to Heal, which you can get on Amazon. And that chapter is available for free download at robertscottbell.com. Tells you how to do the Silver Aloe Protocol to restore integrity to the lining of the gut, therefore not needing the experimental vaccine to promote antibodies against flagellin. It's a disaster waiting to happen, folks, so let's heal the gut while we can. All right, what else we got to do today? Oh, yes, by the way, I do have an additional free chapter available for our patrons of the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you want to know how to heal your lungs, coughs, colds, flus, asthma, bronchitis, etc., pneumonia, and that chapter is available for free download. But if you don't care to spend a little bit, $20, buy the book at Amazon. You can find it at robertscottbell.com. Now, the FDA, the Fear and Death Administration, doing its level best to prevent you from being harmed by dangerous food and drugs, or not, because they approved things that are now the third leading cause of death, including blood pressure medicine that Superdon, they recently acknowledged, had what in it? What was in the blood pressure medication?
They found these carcinogens in it, and it was like one blood pressure drug after another blood pressure drug, and they were just like, oh my gosh, what's going on? They kept finding them. And then during the past year, they also were finding them in like Zantac and stuff. And so it's like, oh crap, there's carcinogens in that.
Yeah.
So not to be outdone, of course.
Yeah, the FDA went on and looked at something else, finally doing its job, but of course I don't think they're putting black box warning labels on any of this, nor have they recalled any of these that I'm aware of. But if you have diabetes and you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you don't yet know how to reverse diabetes, which we can. I'll show you how. I'll tell you how. But for now, if you're taking metformin, look out. You might one day be dealing with cancer caused by metformin. Why? Well, according to this article, levels of possible cancer-causing chemicals in metformin diabetes medications are now under investigation by the FDA. And they do reference Zantac. They reference the NDMA, the nitrosamines in there. And boy, oh boy, it's just getting uglier and uglier. They've now investigated that in other drug products, and they found it in metformin, also known as glucophage, which there are even people that are holistically and integratively inclined doctors that promote the use of metformin. And for other things, I am not one of those people, because we know how to reverse type 2 diabetes and even reduce the reliance fully or at least partially. For those of you who can manage your diet, even with type 1 diabetes, we're not saying we're reversing that, but helping you to manage to reduce your insulin dependence. Woodcock is from the FDA said they're investigating whether metformin in the U.S. contains this NDMA and whether it exceeds the acceptable daily limit of 96 nanograms. Quote, the agency will also work with companies to test samples of metformin sold in the U.S. and will recommend recalls as appropriate if high levels of NDMA are found. But, hey, feel good, because if there are low levels in it, you can still take it. Good. Cancer induction. If as part of our investigation metformin drugs are recalled, the FDA will provide timely updates to patients and healthcare professionals. In the meantime, keep taking your nitrosamine, potentially carrying glucophage metformin for your diabetes. Not. Now, you'll want to know how to reverse type 2 diabetes. It's in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal. It's fairly simple and straightforward. Type 2 diabetes, as we've identified and revealed to you, thanks to the help of our good buddy, not a doc, Chris Barr, it's an abject deficiency of chromium, the mineral chromium in the body. Some know it as the GTF chromium, the glucose tolerance factor form. We know it as 100% whole food chromium from innate response that you can get from choosetobehealthy.com. And guess what? No carcinogens in the chromium pill. And it's not chromium 6, it's not hexavalent chromium, it's not chromium picolinate, it's not chromium polynicotinate, it's not even chromium chloride, which barely works at all. It's the 100% whole food form, 100 micrograms, 3, maybe 4 times a day, and you can kiss your glucophage metformin goodbye and all the nitrosamines that may or may not be on them. But the FDA will assure you when they figure it out, but just keep taking the cancer-causing chemicals in the meantime. How about that, Super D? I think we did our public service for the day.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll just wait to see which one is the next one that they're going to find carcinogens.
Yeah, what's
in
the
right?
Next drug? So, what do we got coming up, hour two, on the Robert Scott Bell Show today?
How about we're going to revisit V-Science Bites with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, part one of the deep dive into the measles and measles vaccine.
Couldn't be more timely, y'all. If you think you know about the MMR, you haven't reviewed the peer-reviewed literature that we've reviewed, and we're about to do it with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, our good friend. If you want archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show, they're available all over the World Wide Web. Just go to robertscottbell.com, and, of course, archive video style at brighteon.com. Check it out. We'll be back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.